So we're talking public restrooms this morning. We're going to hear Jerry Ann's exorcist story?
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist, excuse me. Got to get it right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the exorcist, that's the one with the green puke, right?
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, that's why I got him confused there. Stooks in the morning?
Yes, I wanted to say the lady that probably used that bathroom.
Yeah.
And the toilet seat was there. It's not that she sat on it. She probably didn't even see it had to go real bad because I've done it one time before I made that mistake. And it's just that you had to go real bad and you backed up. And then you wiped yourself and you realized, hey, the seat wasn't even up. I don't think she sat on it.
She was like going down and it came out? Is that what you're saying? Or she was hovering?
Yeah, there you go.
I forgot the women hover rule.
Yeah.
So you have to hover. You have to hover or you'll catch something.
That's a good point. So she's just drunk and couldn't see and then hovered, squatted a little bit, hovered over it, and
it was too late. You still have to wipe yourself, so that's probably what happened.
Good theory.
Okay.
Thanks
have
for
a good
calling.
Bye-bye.
I've been trying to figure out that for years. Nicely done. Thanks for that. And what was your deal now? I want to hear this.
When I was 4 or 5, my family and I went to Disney World in Orlando. And my mom and I were in the bathroom and we were washing our hands and stuff. And this lady comes up to me and just like, oh my gosh, you're the little girl from the Poltergeist. And starts freaking out. My mom's like, no, that's not her. And she's like, yeah, oh my gosh, yes, it is. It's totally you, and asked me for my autograph and stuff.
So she wasn't freaking out thinking that you were actually, like, the girl from Poltergeist and that you were going to...
She thought I was the actress.
Right. Wow. So did you end up giving her your autograph or not? Was your mom convincing enough?
I think my mom got me away from that because she was really excited.
Stooks in the morning.
One time I went in there and... some little kid had reached into the toilet and was smearing all over the walls.
All over the walls?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
God.
Yeah.
Once you start playing... Okay, yeah, that's enough of that one. Thanks.
Bye.
Hey there, you got a public restroom experience for us?
Oh, yes. In fact, I talked to you yesterday. I'm the guy from Baumholder, Germany.
Yeah.
Over there in Europe, I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but a lot of times there's co-ed restrooms.
Oh, really?
You know, like, yeah, if the women's restroom is busy, the women would come over to the men's and vice versa.
Okay, well, that happens at the bars sometimes here,
yeah.
But...
So,
okay.
It's, I've seen some pretty nasty things over there in Europe.
Yeah.
And one thing that I'm scarred for life on... is I'm waiting in line for a restroom, and this woman is in front of me. She goes in. She's in there for about a minute or two. It comes back out, and I happen to, it's my turn, so I go into the same one she was in, and I'll put it to you this way. It was that time of month. All over the toilet, the floor, the seat, everywhere. I didn't even go in. I turned around and walked away.
Believe it or not, this isn't the first time we've talked about public restrooms on this show, and we had a guy calling who used to clean bathrooms, and he said the women's restroom is always filthier than the men's.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, okay. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, my wife tells me the same thing, that she'll see, you know, yellow crap all over it, and I'm like, what's it from? Is it urine? And she's like, no, it's too thick for that.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Dude.
So I can imagine. I mean, it's not, I don't make it a habit going into a women's restroom, but just listening to the stories that my wife tells me, I mean, my wife won't even sit down on one, or if she has to, she'll bust out with her hand sanitizer and sanitize the seat. And then she'll throw down, like, you know, 10 rolls of toilet paper or something.
Yeah. That's the way you got to do it.
I've seen some doozies, too, and I'm trying to figure out, is he's in the men's restroom, I know you've probably seen it, is these guys that'll crap on the seat. I mean, I don't know how they... I mean, you got this 1 foot hole that you get to sit in, but
yeah,
they still manage to get
it
on the seat.
I think it's the larger guys, you know, they can't really have that, you know. There's only so much sensation you can have. Okay, that's enough. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, you have a good morning.
See you, bro.